We should be able to see the Gulf of Mexico here in the shot just momentarily, as we're now just about 20 meters off the ocean.
Splashdown.
As you can see on your screen, we have visual confirmation for splashdown.
SpaceX copies and concurs. We see splashdown and mains cut.
Dragon Endeavor has returned home. NASA astronauts Bob and Doug.
On behalf of the SpaceX and NASA teams, welcome back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
God, do you remember how cool this was? Just not even a month ago, just like 3 weeks ago. God, it seems like it was forever ago, and, you know, the world of COVID when things go on and on and on and on and on. But this was such great news when this happened 3 weeks ago here in Pensacola. Joining us now, we have the Assistant Administrator for NASA, Jim Morehard. He was the Deputy Sergeant-at-Arms for the U.S. Senate in the teens, the 20-teens. He was previously the Staff Director of the Committee of Appropriations, and for a while, he was the guy who oversaw all the subcommittee responsible for funding for military construction projects. So he knows a thing or two about how to make an operation go. Jim, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Oh, Andrew, thanks for having me. It's my honor to be with you all.
Oh, man, great to have you. This was so cool for Pensacola. It was so cool to see NASA back to life, SpaceX, private space exploration, using, you know, sending people up from here. I mean, just this whole process has been, honestly, nationally invigorating, at least to me.
Oh, Andrew, you think about it. This is, you know, we call this the Commercial Crew Program. And what we've really established is the first transportation system to space that's being run. It basically was started, designed, built, and operated by a commercial enterprise, SpaceX. This has never happened before. You think about Apollo program. NASA designed the rocket, the capsule. They built it. They launched it. They operated it. We're looking to be a customer, really one of many customers, to the commercial space industry. And we're really trying to do this for low Earth orbit, where the space station is, so that we can really focus on deep space, which is another part of what we're working on so hard. But that's what you saw come down. And, you know, the neat part is, as you know, Escambia High School just won the Best Design Award from NASA for what we call the Human Exploration Rover Challenge. And, I mean, they competed with 111 teams. And, you know, so we are just so excited that you all are involved with our program, which we call Artemis, which is really to get to the moon, to prove out technology, to get to Mars.
Oh, man, it is an exciting time, and you're right. We are so proud of those kids at Escambia. We've got a lot of that kind of stuff here, design challenges, engineering, robotics stuff. It's really a kind of a hotbed for that kind of activity, and it's so kind of you to mention them. That's fantastic.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. go ahead.
That's all right. No, I mean, you know, we're going to have a mixture of robotics and humans. And so what they're doing is critical to what we're going to do both on the moon and Mars. So please, I'm sorry,
yeah,
I've interrupted.
Absolutely, and even in partnership, we've got the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition here locally, a big internationally known robotics agency. So just all of this stuff coming together, and I love that Pensacola is, at least to some degree, we're in the orbit, so to speak, if not at the center of some of this stuff. That's actually one of the things I wanted to ask you about. A lot of folks saw this splashdown, saw the participation of NAS Pensacola. Saw the boats that came a little bit close afterwards, and we were kind of embarrassed about that. We wish they would have been better behaved. But what is the future? You know, we've got the Blue Origin boat being built here or being refurbished here. What, in your mind, is the future of Pensacola in terms of participation with the space program?
Gosh, you know, you saw it when we, you know, NASA has changed, and we are much more of an agile organization than we used to be. And it's because we've had to, because there are so many things going on. But you've got, when we launched, we knew that there could be hurricanes, for instance, in the area. And while Bob and Doug were up in space, we basically devised a plan where we could land them in the Gulf by Pensacola. That wasn't even on the, that wasn't even planned when they were launched.
Hmm.
And so, you know, we're going to be, again, it's going to be where the safest place is for them to land. And that, again, if the weather's the way it was that week, it was perfect for us to have them land right by you all. But along with that, there's so much that needs to be done as far as research and development for what we need to do to get to the moon again, to prepare to go to Mars. And it's the type of things we're talking about with robotics, and there are many other parts. And, you know, we need more, you know, yes, we need our folks in the STEM fields. We want these kids to, you know, we need scientists and engineers, but we're going to need a lot of other folks, including accountants and, you know, the marketing majors. All these folks are going to be huge in promoting this program so that we continue to get the support that we've gotten. And it really starts with President Trump. When you look back at where we were when he was elected, and we were had a budget of about $18 billion, we're now asking for $25 billion in the current request going to Congress. This wouldn't have happened without President Trump, and it really is matching the dollars with his vision of getting to deep space.
Oh,
and
I love
it. You know, he lit a fire under NASA.
It's got to be an exciting time. I mean, I'm imagining some of the folks that might have been there for a little while and having to go through the languishing years and now seeing this resurgence and, you know, Space Force, just that emphasis on space as a domain, the push to get to back to the moon and on to Mars and the private. I mean, all of it. It's just it's a very exciting time. We're talking to NASA Deputy Administrator Jim Morhart. And by the way, Jim, if our future role is alternate site, we'll take it. We're glad to be the backup in case there's challenges. We're very, very happy to participate in any way you need us. You know, that's the kind of the attitude we have here with all the Navy folks as well, which you were at one time a part of. Jim, you guys have a big another launch coming up, which is the fulfillment of what this prior launch was the test of, right?
That's correct, Andrew. We are certifying the capsule and the rocket right now to make sure that everything worked as it should. And there are some things we've got to work out with it, but that's normal. That was a flight test that you saw end to end. But this is really the first time we're going to have a full crew, four astronauts on board. One is going to be a Japanese astronaut, actually. And with that, and there's also going to be a woman, an American astronaut. But with that, they're going to launch on October 23rd. So I know you all will be watching that, and,
oh, yeah.
And so will I. But that's really going to be what we're going to be able to do. Right now, we have one astronaut on the International Space Station, and this is going to allow an increase of 300% of research, increase in research and development on the space station. And what we're really trying to do, ultimately, is to have the commercial industry realize that demand for research and development in microgravity so that we start having commercial space stations. So you'll have a commercial transportation system to commercial space stations in low Earth orbit. And
wow.
Again, that way we can focus on getting to the moon and on to Mars.
Oh, it's amazing. Now, you're just a little bit older than I am, so you may have grown up in the time when, you know, going to the moon was something that you remember, and then the shuttle program, and then, as I mentioned, kind of a languishing of the space program for a while. And we went to Kennedy last year and saw all the resurgence and all of the reinvigoration and everything. It's just, I have to imagine for you, it's a very exciting time to be doing your job.
You know, Andrew, this, again, goes back to President Donald Trump. You know, this wouldn't have happened without him. And you know how he is. I wouldn't be here if we weren't producing of what his vision is. And we're going to keep going. We're running as hard as we can. You know, I might add, Andrew, at an early age in my 20s, I got a job with the Navy, and they sent me to NAS Pensacola. So I can't let that go by. I just have fond memories of living on Poquito Key,
huh.
And just have a wonderful, wonderful experience down in your region.
Well, great to have you on the show this morning, Jim. This is Jim Morhardt. Yeah. He's the Deputy Administrator for NASA.
Yeah.
Jim, we are so excited. Great to have you sort of back with us, at least virtually for the moment.
Andrew.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Andrew, you know, one last thing. You know, this is a tough time in America, and we're going to get through all of this. And I just hope with what we're doing and what you're going to see again in October, that it brings hope to the United States and the American people. We're going to get through all this, and we're still the United States of America, and we'll get through it, and I just hope people will hang in there.
Oh, my God. You have no—I mean, maybe you do, but I'm just telling you, it was palpable when the launch and splashdown took place, how it took our minds off of all of the ugly stuff and gave us something amazing and beautiful to focus on for several days. And if we can keep doing that and keep reminding us of who we are, I love it. Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. And honestly, thank you for your national service in terms of keeping us in and advancing the space exploration. We appreciate it.
It's my honor, Andrew. Thank you.